Hi, welcome to my channel. I'm feeling really good today. I've just come to a realization and I want to share it with you that recently I was feeling really intimidated by someone with a big house. They've got the perfect car, they've got seemingly the perfect family. Well, they have really high achieving children, and I was kind of intimidated. I'm not normally like that, but I had a feeling of being intimidated. I'm like, oh, you know, my life's not as good as this. But I have a beautiful daughter and I have a great mindset and I'm happy with who I am. And yes, I would like my life to be better, but I'm happy because I know that it can be. It can only get better from here. No, I don't have a Lamborghini. I'm not Ty Lopez, but I do have a lot of books that I love to read. I haven't read a lot of books in a while because I've been studying, and that sort of makes me read a lot. And I don't really, you know, set aside time to read books, but I used to. But that being said, I'm not Ty Lopez. I'm not a millionaire marketer. I'm not here to like tell you some fluff about how you can get rich. What I can share is some knowledge, just like Ty Lopez preaches. He preaches having knowledge and sharing that with you, okay? That's what I can share with you. I can share with you what I know because I have been studying a long time, and I've picked up a lot from the marketing community, just from the community that I sort of surround myself with on social media, and I pick up bits and pieces here and there, and it's built up in my brain over many years. Like, I've picked up a lot, and I've had to like find out how to market for my own feature film that I intended to market. And when I was a makeup artist, I wanted to know how to market myself back then, and I actually suffered because I did not know how to market. So that's why I'm here sharing my knowledge with you. If you're a creative entrepreneur, I can relate to you because I was I've got into marketing now so that I'm good at picking up bits of information, putting them all together and teaching them to people. So that's why I'm here. Mindset is a big thing though. It's important in marketing to have a good mindset. Why? You need to be positive. You need to, and within yourself, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working for yourself, your head's got to be right in order to continue on doing what it is that you do, okay? And you've got to convince people why they should buy from you. You have to believe in yourself, not only your business and why it is you do what you do. You have to believe in yourself and have self-belief and know that you can be successful, okay? Does that make sense? If you don't have the self-belief, you can train yourself to have belief, and that's true, manifestation and just, you know, thinking positively like I am today. Like, I haven't had the best week. I've had doubts in myself that, you know, I'm not good enough. But, you know, I've told myself it's bullshit. Like, it's momentary. There's momentary thoughts that come and pass. Okay? Fears that come and go. Like, they come and then you quickly squash them. It's bullshit. Move them aside. Keep going. Keep believing in yourself and know that you are worthy and that you can have anything that you want. And when I share these things with you, these are things that I've picked up myself, okay? Because I'm not perfect, I'm a human being, and I have self-doubts, and I have come to like realize that it's bullshit. I am worthy of having what it is that I want, and I can make that happen, okay? I can have a house, I can have a family, I can, you know, I can do all these things. I can have love, I can have money, because these are the three most important things. If you want to go back to one of my videos before about what category your business should be in, the three most important things to humans, and that's really important to me, are love and sex and relationships and money and business or a job, okay? So it's making money. And the third thing is health and wellness, health and well-being and fitness. Okay, so they're the three most important things to me that I'm working on and trying to manifest in my life. So that's why I've made that video, so go back and check that out. What today we are talking about writing, because that's the stage we're up to now, is writing your actual story. We've covered eliminating characters from the story that don't serve a purpose to the story. And the next stage now is the first video before that was a brain dump where you just get all your ideas out. This one here is we're actually going to structure the story together. You need to think about a mystery. What was the last mystery story that you watched? And have a think about how they delivered the story. Okay, they don't tell you what happens, they show you what happens, and the viewer figures out what is actually happening. Make sense? So my goal for you is to go out and watch a mystery today and watch how it unfolds, okay? They're not actually telling you, I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that, or so-and-so did this. They're not doing that. They're presenting the information in front of you, and it's up to the viewer to have an epiphany and to come up with the storyline themselves and actually think, oh, this is what's happening. Okay, and that's what's going to happen when you deliver your story to people. Your viewers are actually going to have an epiphany, okay? And they're going to think, okay, I need this service, I need this product from this person, you, because I'm having the same problems as this person. Okay, therefore I need this product or this service to solve the problem that I'm having. Does that make sense? Okay, great. So go out there and do that. Go out, watch a mystery. That's the next step, and I shall deliver the next video in the next video. Okay, so thank you for watching me. I'm Miranda Wright. I'm hoping that you're having a wonderful day. I'm having a great day and feeling good about myself, and I'm glad that I made this video. And usually I'm worried, I think about, oh, maybe I should put some makeup on and look professional and stuff. Today I'm feeling really good, my skin's really good, and I don't really need makeup to feel good and, you know, to present a video. I'm just feeling good about myself and happy, and I want that to come across and be as natural and authentic as possible. Hope you enjoyed this. Give it a thumbs up if you did, because it tells YouTube that it was an awesome video and it gets this video out to more watchers that need to watch it, okay? So thank you. Go out there, watch the mystery. Thank you for watching me.